Yeah, look, every year this is a repeating thing that happens every single year. And I do understand children and young people being interested in having fireworks and all the rest. But the bottom line is they're illegal, and they're illegal for a reason, that they are dangerous. And we're going to have the situation where, we've already had it around the country, where children have lost eyesight, people have lost fingers, and it's only a worse accident waiting to happen. And, you know, there's a good reason for them being illegal. There's some of them that the quality is very questionable on, and they shouldn't be on the market at all. They're brought into this country illegally, and really there should be a concerted effort to stop the people who are making money on them, I would say, more than the people who are using them, who are probably all juveniles, or predominantly juveniles anyway. I live in a country area, so I'm well excused from it, because there's very little. We can hear them. They are being let off in neighbouring properties. And, you know, the dogs get upset and things like that. It doesn't keep me awake, thank God. I've lived in enough noisy places to get over things like that. But there are people, and I know elderly people and things like that, who find a hard time with it. Social media in the area, and a number of people who I'd be friendly with, their dogs have just taken off on them. The dogs have ran away, and it happened ourselves many, many years ago. Our dog disappeared for a number of weeks. And, you know, the next thing, your dog meets up with other dogs, and they travel as a pack and they attack sheep or something like that. So it's affecting the farming community as well. And I think the people who are using these fireworks, and the parents who are giving the money to their children to buy them, and probably being imported by the parents into the jurisdiction, should look twice at themselves, look in the mirror, and decide, is this the right thing to do? It's disturbing old people, it's disturbing dogs and like that, and it's also disturbing other animals, farm animals and things like that. So I think the time has come for people, if people want to change it and make it the law, maybe they should stand in the general election and say they're running on making fireworks legal. And you know, see how much support they actually have out there in the community, because it's an awful situation where something is being done that's disturbing people to that extent. And I've seen people with young children have been telling me that they can't get their babies to sleep at night. And anybody that has a small baby that maybe isn't a good sleeper at the best of times, and at a time like this, you've got these bangs going off outside their window until the early hours of the morning. And it's very unfair on young parents, on their children, and again on older people who are worried about these things hitting their house or causing a fire or damaging their car or whatever they might be worried about. They're entitled to be protected. And I think, you know, the Gardaí, the Customs Service, the Fire Service should be working together as a team on this to bring it to an end, because it just shouldn't be happening.
Do you think, though, that like Gardaí can only do so much, because unfortunately the fireworks are available through various different channels? Is it a bit of a minefield, or do you still feel that perhaps maybe joining heads between Customs and Gardaí a bit better might solve the issue once and for all?
Well, I think they're not going to catch everybody. It's like drugs, I'm saying that. Oh, just stop them. They're coming in envelopes. They're coming in every sort of a way. They're being handled by post office staff and courier companies who don't realise what they're handling, because they're not marked as explosive material or whatever they should be marked as. And they're coming in plain brown wrappers, and people don't who are handling them and moving them around. If a courier van was involved in an accident in the last number of weeks, the chances are there was something in the back of it that could blow up in an uncontrolled way and cause accidents for others. But I think maybe a targeted plan to try and catch the people who are profiteering from it, really, would be probably the best way. But we're never going to stop them. And they're legally available 15 kilometres or 15 miles down the road from where I live. then they're not going to, we're not going to stop them. We're not going to start putting up borders and things like that again. But the customs have a duty to keep them out. The Gardaí have a duty on it as well. I know there isn't enough resources. I know there isn't any place, and really it would be, I suppose, the best way for them to deal with it would be to have, if they catch anybody with them, have them and bring the parents in and have the parents say, pay, and perhaps on-the-spot fines is what's needed, but something is needed to change, and it's up to the Minister for Justice, I suppose, to take the lead on it.